Ken does all the important stuff, makes packages, ships, and vends, creates the tools, the whole nine yards. And our job is to help you go out and communicate with your people. Some of the advantages we have and that nobody's ever had in the home business industry before is we can communicate with 1,000 people as easily as we can communicate with 10. We can work across any time zone, any place in the world. We have a wonderful speaker with us tonight who has one of the largest global businesses in NECN. Just an awesome leader, awesome friend. I'm really excited to have you share some of his vision with what he's up to. But it's a great pleasure to have you guys tonight. We're not going to go through numbers tonight because I'm going to get right into the Q&A with Chris. And, of course, you're there, Mr. Gullo. Is that correct?
I'm here.
Thank you for joining us. It's an honor to have you, Chris. Welcome to the call. I'll just cover a couple things, and we'll get right into it if that's okay with you.
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, you guys are doing such a great job. I want to highlight a couple really neat things. Carrie and Rhonda, what a great week you guys had. You guys got to be pretty fired up, aren't you?
Yeah, really. It's been great.
Awesome. Carrie, you pretty excited to have your first big hit and getting your business rolling and putting thousands of dollars on the board?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it.
Feels pretty good, and that's your first. I have a suspicion you're going to be putting a whole lot of volume on the board the way you're looking right now.
I hope so. We're going to work at it.
Good. Well, that's a great job. I want to congratulate you first on that. Looks like you're going to at least get an executive this month up there, probably well beyond that, so early in the month. So that's a really good thing. And Rhonda, how's it feel to watch somebody who came on board and obviously your members sign their application, start to have some success? It's got to be kind of a nice feeling, isn't it?
It's actually a lot of fun, and this is the part I like.
Yeah, it is. It's fun when things are making money and helping people's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm of the opinion, everybody, we should do lots of it. What do you guys think?
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Awesome. And Grace, are you with us, Grace Lanny?
I am.
You're doing a really terrific job, too. Everybody, will you share with us a little bit about some of the excitement happening in your business?
Yeah, I had, unfortunately, a company I worked for 6 months ago had their fourth consecutive layoff, and my phone's been ringing off the wall with people who are, you know, worried about what to do next, and you know, I finally have my sea legs and my business enough to really with confidence share with them. And so I'm doing a breakfast at Waterloo Ice House and inviting all these people to come see a presentation and come on board and be my partner. And these people are looking for something other than the high-tech roller coaster. So I'm really excited about that. I got about 35 people coming.
How awesome is
that,
Grace? That's fantastic. Well, you know, in my life, there's been many times I've been thankful for a little grace. So with a bad economy, everybody's getting a second chance. That's pretty neat stuff. When's your breakfast set up?
A week from this Friday, so just a little bit longer than a week and a half, I guess.
Awesome. And you also have a very very high-speed gentleman physician that's going to be meeting. We're going to be setting that up with Dr. Naidu here later on this month. You got some really great things going on, don't you?
Absolutely. He's a gastroenterologist, and lactoferrin is a product that speaks right to his challenges inside his practice, and he started asking me about dosage and, you know, just details about the product that I did not feel comfortable talking about, and he also is in L.A., and I thought how great to get him on the phone with Dr. Naidu and give him a sense of what, you know, not just this product, but, you know, the philosophy behind the company is, so I'm excited about that.
Right on. Well, great job for you, and of course, we have just got done talking to Brewster and Kathy and Jackie, and we're going to talk a little bit more later, but you guys got some unbelievable stuff going on. I won't put you on the spot to share much right now, but how does it feel to have all the big events and Anthony Beauvais with a special meeting this week and all that stuff? You guys got to be pretty excited for all the big things going on in your group, too.
Yep.
Exciting. Awesome, guys. That's pretty neat stuff. I look forward to maybe an upcoming call. Maybe you guys can just share the vision of what's up and coming when it gets a little, I know it's pretty firmed up when you guys feel good about it. Is there anything you want to share tonight about what you guys are doing without putting you on the spot, even though I probably already kind of did?
Well, the Wednesday meeting is firmed up. It's at the University of Kansas Research Facility with some of their researchers doing work on tinnitus and vertigo and neuropathy.
Gotcha.
And there are five physicians and researchers involved in this, and they're going to be and other significant Kansas City citizens there who are very interested in technologies and the business.
So gotcha. So you've got five physicians there at the University of Kansas, did you say it was?
Yep.
help you out with that.
Center Research Center.
Wow, and of course your wife Kathy, of course, had some tinnitus issues with her ear, which is how you guys got involved in the whole production anyway, didn't you?
She's had vertigo is what started it, and then she developed otosclerosis, which led into significant hearing loss to over 80% in one ear, and through a series of quirky events involving a study at the University of Virginia. It turns out the lead researcher at the University of Kansas studied under the guy who did this project in Virginia. And also thanks to something Myra Bynum said regarding Siaga, Kathy's hearing loss is now down to less than 50%.
Wow, what was it originally?
80.
Wow, it's come back that far?
Yes. There are pluses and minuses to that, I can assure you.
Kathy, I'm going to take care of you here.
I'm not touching that one. I love the sweet sound of my wife's voice. It's like music in my ears.
Well, when it used to be, what did you say? And 3 months later, it's, I heard that. You know, things have changed.
Well, that is a good thing, Brewster. That's pretty neat stuff. Anybody else use superstars in this call? I know Lori Bluto is real excited. All you guys are doing a great job. I don't mean to just select out a couple, but I've just talked to you guys, and we'll be talking more tonight with a few of you guys. Anybody else want to share anything exciting going on in their business?
I don't know if Laura's going to step up, but I'm going to step up for her. Laura Rothwell is doing an awesome job at a 21 club, and she gets up at 5 o'clock every morning and drives a bus for school kids. You know what that's like with junior high and high school kids sometimes. And then
I used to get kicked off at once a week. I do remember.
Yeah, she's got a lot of them like you right on her bus. And she then does a massage business, and then we are squeezing a 21 club in besides. So there are a lot of kudos going out to her.
Wow, you there, Laura?
Yes, I am. It's really exciting right now.
You know what? Kudos to you. That is major props for stepping up, taking control of your life like that. You should be congratulated for stepping into your life like that. That is awesome. You get a hoorah. Good job.
Thank you, Rick.
What have you learned so far doing your 21 club?
I have learned that a lot of people are more interested than I thought they were.
Really? That's an interesting revelation. What? When you say they're more interested than you thought they were, what did you think they were?
Well, I thought they would be considerate and kind, but I believe that their health is more, they are more interested in their health than what they thought they were, perhaps.
Wow, that's very interesting.
They didn't have the knowledge that they needed to make the correct decision. So my job is to educate them and let them make that decision.
Excellent. So in other words, you're in charge of information, they're in charge of decision, and if you're good at your job, then their job takes care of itself.
Exactly, and that's not my job, which makes it a lot easier on me.
Well, let me tell you, that is fantastic. That is very, very good, wise counsel for everybody. Anybody else want to share anything? Cowboy, I know you got a lot going on. We're going to do a Super Saturday up your way this week, and I was thinking about you, Aurora, so I got to give you a call tomorrow as we get down to Corpus and do some great things. Anybody else want to share anything before we move on to hear from our awesome guest speaker?
I'm looking forward to it.
Right on. Well, Mr. Gullo, you ready to rock?
I'm always ready to rock, Rick, so I'm ready to go.
Well, let me just say this. Chris Gullo has been a friend of ours for a very, very, very long time. Business partner, of course, but just a friend. Chris, we've been all over the world together, all over the United States together. We've had countless discussions and countless hotels and meeting facilities, houses and everything else. And it's always been interesting. Wherever I've gone to build the business, it's interesting. Our fates always cross. And I believe nothing is a coincidence, which is really, really neat. I've had the pleasure to work with him on a lot of things and very, very wise, done a lot of things for our organization up in Chicago and for a lot of other ones. And I'll tell you something else in terms of a Royal Diamond that works hard. This gentleman works and travels and puts the time in, whether you're a senior or whether you're a diamond. He's at your service. Chris has business in 26 countries. I hope I got that right. Has earned millions and millions of dollars in Nikan, not to embarrass him, but you've earned that accolade. Has a huge organization. Just a fantastic business partner, fantastic friend. So, Chris, a big Pathfinder's welcome to the call. Everybody say, welcome, Chris. Hoorah!
Welcome, Chris.
Well, thanks a lot, Rick. I appreciate that. Thanks for inviting me on the call. I always like to share vision.
Well, it's an honor. First of all, would you just briefly share, because we can never tell the end of the story until you tell the beginning, what were the original things that you said, gee whiz, because you were a chief financial officer, a very successful white-collar career. What a attracted you to do the unthinkable network marketing?
Well, how about just getting tired of working around the clock? I mean, you know, especially today, you know, this reminds me of way back when I was, I don't know, 15 or 16 years ago. You know, everything cycles, and there was a time back in the 80s that we didn't have good economic times, and right now we don't have good economic times, and as far as I'm concerned, all bad news is good news for us. I mean, it's ripe right now. Everybody I'm talking to, you know, I'm not even trying to recruit people. I'm just talking to people, and they immediately go to the economy and what's going on. But way back when I first started, I was chief financial officer, and I worked around the clock. It was like was 5 days a week, then went 5 days, 14-hour days, and 5-6 days, and then went to 7 days. And at that point, I told the guys, if I found something else, I would be adios. And I just wasn't very healthy back then. And I couldn't sleep very well and was real stressed out. So Nikon was the answer for that. And when I found out about the technologies, and it helped me out a lot, it just kind of happened. So that's how I got involved.
Let me ask you this. When you first, was it the magnets that grabbed you at first that could help you, or was it the business opportunity at first? What was the first thing that, because you were a busy man, and what made you say this is worth my hour or my 15 minutes or whatever to look at it?
Well, it's kind of interesting you say magnets. You know, I don't really market magnets, but you know, it's like this. When I got involved with this, they just told me, I want to try and remember who said it, but someone said, hey, you know what, because they knew I couldn't sleep, you know, a friend of mine has this product that really helps people sleep really well. I said, well, there's a lot of people that say they have products that help people sleep really well. He goes, no, this really works. I said, really? And so he told me about a little bit about it, and he didn't say anything about magnets. He just said there's a sleep system that really helps you sleep better than anything else on the market. And I caught my curiosity. I said, well, how's that? What's so different about it? And that's how I got involved and actually went to a preview.
Right, absolutely. You know, let me ask you this. Now that we know your story a little bit, kind of zooming to the end, everybody on this call wants to be where you are, which is, of course, at the top with a huge organization and worldwide organization, no less. We talk about building globally, and you've done it. In fact, I don't know a whole lot of people that I bet you could count them on two hands that have people in 26 countries. What's life like as a Roll Diamond, Chris? If you're somebody's listening to this call and they want to build a business, number one, is it worth it? Number two, what potential do you have, or what abilities do you have as a Roll Diamond? What's your life like for the folks that are just starting?
Well, first of all, let me say that today is the best time in my 15-plus years to get involved with Nikon. I've never seen it as good as it is today. People are more open today than they ever have been. So I want to make sure everybody understands that even though I've been involved for 15-plus years, it's not like, oh, well, it was good back then. Actually, it's much, much better today. Because back then, we didn't have a lot of things that we have today, and the markets for sure wasn't as good as it is today, and it's just great things happening. So I'm more excited today than I was even 15 years ago. So people on the call today, if you're brand new and you're saying, well, you know, I like to kind of be really successful at this, all I can say, you couldn't pick a better time than today, because I believe that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to way surpass multiple times over the sales volume than we've achieved all 30-plus years in Nikon's history. It's just unbelievable what's happening right now, and things are happening all over the world. Well, you know, and talking about globally, you know, I've always wanted to travel. I like traveling, but you don't have to travel. And what Rick was saying earlier, because of the technologies we have today, you really don't need to travel as much, okay, to really build organizations other than where you live. It's really interesting what we have today from a technology point of view. And what's coming up, from my understanding, with new websites, et cetera, in Nikon. So, you know, if you want to look at the perfect storm, I know that Paul Zangpilzer, the guys on the phone hadn't heard of him, you might want to go read the book, The Next Trillion. He was talking about why it's so hot and why wellness is so good and why combined wellness with home-based business is going to be that perfect storm. But I want to add on top of that that the climate today with people not trusting corporate, and there is a lot of people not trusting corporate today, corporate America, because they can't, they don't know if they're going to have a job next week or next month. I mean, you know, and if you have a job, you have to work twice as hard for the same pay as you did maybe 5 years, 10 years ago, because they're looking for bottom line. And if they can lay off one person and let another person handle their job, in today's market, with the economy like it is, they're going to do that. And that's why you're seeing every day, open the newspaper, you're going to see big corporations laying off a lot of people. And for the people that are not laid off, they're scared to death that they're going to get laid off. So that's why it's just the best market I've ever seen, Rick. And I'm telling you, for people getting involved today, it's awesome. Now, as far as life as a Royal Diamond, I will say this, is that when I first got started, Anik and I came from a corporate background, so I was a finance officer. I was analytical. And in fact, Rick, I tell you what, if you would have met me 15-plus years ago and you had a new person, you would say, that's the kind of guy you don't want to go talk to. Because I was like, you know, dark suit, white shirt, you know, red tie, the whole bit, really conservative. And what I'm saying is that we shouldn't be judging people on who's interested and who's not. And I know there's people on the call that do that, okay? They'll look at someone and go, well, they're probably not interested. You know, what we need to understand that everybody, okay, needs to be healthy. And everybody in the world, and I have to say the world, and everybody in the world likes to earn income, okay? And the combination of that creates an ability for them to live their dream, but only a few people ever live it. So life, when I first started in Nikon, was, I always worked hard, but back then I had no life. I loved to travel. I could never travel. I was making money to travel. I just didn't have time to travel. So there's a lot of executives out there. They're working around the clock, making money, have their BMWs, but they go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, come home at 10 o'clock at night. And I don't know why they have a BMW, but because no one ever sees it. It's always at night. Life for me back then was a lot of hard work. And I did learn that making a lot of income without a life wasn't a life. So one of the reasons I got involved with Nikon was because I saw people that actually could earn a great living and create a life for themselves and help a lot of people along the way. And that's one of the things I would love to do, Rick, is help a lot of people along the way. I've been very fortunate to meet a lot of different people. And I didn't plan to be in countries, various countries, but when I had an opportunity to go, I did. Some people don't. I did. And I still do that today. And awesome. So life is much different today than it was back then.
Let me ask you this, just because it'll be kind of fun, because we always talk about Nikon being an international corporation, and we do that in our presentation. A lot of the folks on the call are newer and just kind of getting their Nikon dream started. What are some of the countries you're in, Chris, or where have you been? And can you tell us just what's maybe happening there briefly so people know, hey, you know, it's not just 37 countries on a flip chart that there that you know names in those countries.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. I'll just tell you how I got in some of these countries, okay? First of all, way back when, probably 10-plus years ago, I had a chance to go to Chicago and from a guy I met in Phoenix, and his name is Sean McGowan. Some people know who he is. And I went up there because he called me one day and said, hey, Chris, I met you in Phoenix and everything. I'm a personal trainer now in Chicago, and I'd like to have you come up because I have some people interested, and I really don't know what to tell them, but they're interested, and so would you come up? Well, back then, I'm kind of crazy sometimes. I said, okay, I'll fly up. And I talked to a few people before I went up there and made some appointments and went up there and got some people started. Well, one of the people that we talked to was a physical therapist. Well, this physical therapist was from Amsterdam, in fact, and you stay in Chicago for a year or two, and then I made a suggestion that you might want to go back to Amsterdam, because that's where he knew most people, and start one there. And he made that decision to move back to Amsterdam, and he's a platinum, almost diamond right now, Dennis Deripal, and he actually is doing extremely well, all right? There he has a diamond that's almost a royal diamond that's right underneath him. He has, I guess, where there's over probably 150 silvers or golds and platinums and diamonds in the Netherlands out of that. Okay.
Wow.
Then I did a trade show in Dallas, and one of the guys that came by the booth was a person. He actually came by like six times. And finally he walked in, and we started talking to him and everything, and he says, I'm interested. I've seen every product you have. I can't talk to the accent. I've seen all the products. In fact, Rick, you can talk this accent better than I can. I've seen all the products, and this is the product I want. I'm going to take this product back to Norway. I said, well, that's great. I said, however, we're not in Norway. And he said, I know. I'm taking the products back to Norway. I said, yeah, it's not that simple. But long story short, within 18 months, we were open. And that's Morten and Cecil Anderson, and they're one of the most successful Royal Diamonds in all of Europe. And,
consultants of the year this year over there, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry?
Consultants of the year this year.
Yes.
Fact, right?
Consultants of the year for all Europe. That's
right. That is very, very good.
Very, very good. See, you can do this accent better than I can, Rick. You've always been you're really good at that. I'm just going to let you do the accent part.
That's awesome. Well, tell them what's happened in Hungary over the past couple of years. That's
really
awesome.
Yeah. Well, in Hungary, we had a couple there that started up, and I guess now it's about between 2 and 3 years they've been opened up in Hungary. And when they said we're opening up in Hungary, I go, well, Hungary, economics there is not really good. Hint, hint. Economics there wasn't very good. Well, they just blasted off. I mean, you know, in about 18 months, they were already almost diamond, and then hit diamond, they hit the screw of the year, they hit everything in a very short period of time, and they have an extremely huge organization in Europe right now, in Hungary, and they spread to Romania and every country around that. It's just really fun to be able to go and have friends everywhere. And I'm telling you, it's not a plan. I mean, we have people in Asia and Mexico, and I got the Truaxes have developed an international organization themselves, who's under diamonds underneath me. It's just fun, and I don't know why, Rick, necessarily, that I have people in a lot of different places, but I guess I just think that if you're going to network, then I don't know how to network in a neighborhood.
Right.
I mean,
that's interesting.
Yeah, networking means that you network, which means you tell everybody you know. And I bet you, I'll have a question for everybody on the phone, Rick.
Okay.
How many people, and you don't have to answer, just think, and be, obviously you can be truthful to yourself. Have you talked to everybody you know? Have you talked to everybody you know? You know, sometimes I ask this question, and verily, everybody has never, including me, I have not talked to everybody I know, all right? And so you cannot talk to everybody you know and build an international world organization. But if you talk to everybody you know and just educate them like one of your ladies were talking about, that which I love, just educate people about what we do and don't worry about what they're going to do. If we got the greatest technologies on the planet, and all we have to do is let people know we have them, and they will buy them if we don't start looking like salespeople.
Right on, right on. So let me ask you this, since you kind of got on that topic, I want to get some time for Q&A here in a few minutes. What are your keys to success for attracting people? You know, you've been around for a long time. You got thousands of people in your group. You know, I don't know anybody. I'm working a lot of hours. Whatever the story is, you know how it goes with people.
Right.
What advice would you give to people? Okay, I've launched my business. I want to do this. You know, how many EC distributors, they'll get going for a week. They take 3 days off. You know the whole routine with
right.
that.
Right, right.
What would you say to people if they're going to go out tomorrow, they're going to get their business started, they claim they don't know a lot of people, which as a lot of people will say, what would you say to somebody if they said, I really want this, what do I do from here?
Well, if a person says, I really want to do this business, I'll sit down with them and say, okay, you want to do the business, why? And they get really confused when you ask that question. So what do you mean, why? I want to make money. I said, but why? Why do you want to make money? I like to do this really short, in short form, Matt. I want to get down to why they really want to do this. They want to have more freedom. They want to send their kids to school. They want, you know, whatever they want. I want to get it down to what you really want to do. If you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing? All right. I want to write that down and say, why aren't you doing it? And they go, well, because I don't have money. I don't have this. I say, well, okay, if we can help you get there, would you be open to working for it? And we can help you get there. But you have to want it. If you don't want it, then we're just going through motions. I mean, you know, there's too many people running around doing stuff. They don't even know why they're doing it. They're just saying, well, I'm going to make money, but they don't know why they're making money. Or they just think it's a dream, so it's really not connecting with them. They really don't believe it in their heart that they can really get there. So they're always doing just enough to look like they're doing it, but they're not really doing it to get where they want to go. And so they're not doing it with passion. They're not doing it with their gut. They're just kind of talking. And when you just talk, people don't believe you because you look like a salesperson just selling a product versus someone who really believes in what you're doing and going after something with passion. So I want to get the passion out of a person. If I can get that, then everything else gets easier, actually.
What if someone says to you, well, I'm just a real quiet person. I'm not like you, Chris, or I'm not like, you know, so-and-so. You ever hear that when someone says they're talking about passion, they don't understand what you mean by passion? Do you mean a personality type? Do you mean shouting from the rafters, or do you mean a committed decision internally?
No,
that's a loaded question. But
remember, I was saying, Rick, earlier, I said if you had seen me 15 plus years ago, you said that's not the guy you want, because I'm a really quiet guy, actually. Okay, I'm a very quiet, conservative, don't like to talk a lot type of person. Okay, that's just me. All right. Because I have an analytical background. Now you would go, well, that's not true. Well, you know, I grew as a person over the last 15 years, right? But I grew because I wanted something. I hated so much what I was doing 15 plus years ago that I would do anything to get out of that, even if it takes getting out of my comfort zone and going for something that I saw other people achieving. And they weren't any better than anybody else. You see, you don't have to be extraordinary. You really don't. What they say, just do extraordinary things with an ordinary person.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, there is no skill level you need to do Nikin or any business. You need to have heart to go for what you want. So you don't need to be rah-rah. You don't need to be jumping up and down. You can be passionate. It's like this. You take the most conservative, quiet mother, and one of their kids run out into the street, and there's a car coming. You think she's going to be quiet and say, hey, shh, come back.
Right.
She's going to be screaming, yelling, running out, right?
Right.
Because she has passion for her child. Right. And I'm telling you, all we have to do is have a person understand what the passion from within, where they want to go. And it's not Nikin. Nikin's a vehicle. It's the best vehicle I know of in the world, right? So you can build a dream. You can get what you want. We have unbelievable technologies that can help people, and it's a great cause. If we can educate people around the world how to stay healthy without drugs or surgery, or help a person get out of a condition without drugs or surgery, with natural things, why isn't it important for us just to tell people what it is?
Right.
It's just simple as that. It's not a sell. It's just an educate. It's just, if we really had products for the shoes that would help people from losing their feet, if we had something like that, would we want to tell everybody, or we want to keep it a secret for certain people?
Right.
Okay, if we really could help people that have that problem with the, you know, that acid thing where their chest burns all the time when they can't even eat and they can't even lay down because it hurts so much, if we had natural things that would just make that go away without anything you could take on a regular basis, such as a drug forever, if we really had that, why would we want to keep it a secret? I don't know.
Right. Let me ask you this, Chris, since we're kind of on that subject. You lead with the product, you lead with the business. I know that's a loaded question, too, but
I think it's a great question.
Okay.
I think it's a great question.
Okay.
Our product is our business, and our business is our product, okay? It's sort of like this. You know, right now, you may be aware of that. I'm renovating my home in Houston, which just seems like it's taking forever. And I'm building a home in Sedona. The builder of the home in Sedona is a distributor of mine now with his wife, and he's already referred a lot of people to me. Three of the contractors in Houston doing my work on my home, they're also distributors.
Okay.
It's just natural. When I'm walking around, people talking and everything, I mean, the subjects are brought up. I'm looking for a friend. I got rid of all my furniture before I renovated my home, and I'm buying new. And almost every salesperson for furniture stores I'm walking up to, in fact, I was in one the other day, and I was just walking around. I had jeans on. Didn't even shave, just kind of walking around. The guy comes up to me, or he's right in the closing time. He goes, he says, do you know anybody that's looking for someone, like, for a job? I thought you had one right here. He says, I'm not going to stay here. And there's nothing wrong with what he was doing, but he has an MBA.
Okay.
So I was in there going, there are people all over the place looking. I mean, I bump into them all the time. It's not that I try, I just network. If I see something, I just say, well, you know, I don't know, but I help people establish businesses, but I would suggest that you go find it what you want. But I'll keep you calling, sit down, and maybe I can help you on earning some additional income if you're interested. And he said, yeah. So, okay, fine.
Well, that's your angle. You're talking additional income with people.
Additionally, but see, what if a person, one of the contractors, was talking to me about his father, and he was really sick and everything. I said, well, what's wrong with him? Oh, man, he has this acid thing. It's really bad, and he has to go to the doctor. He's taking this stuff. His stomach's all messed up. His intestine's all messed up. And I said, really? I said, well, that's what I do for a business.
Yeah.
And he said, what? I said, I help people get rid of that.
Wow, okay. So that was your doorway in. Now,
that's the doorway in.
When you sit down with him, what are you going to cover? You're going to go right after the business, or you're going to go after the need first and go after that end of the product? What angle will you take when you sit down?
Well, remember what I said. I said, that's my business.
Yes.
My business is helping people like that.
Excellent. So what will be
your
first step?
What is the See, people, hey, if you have a product that's hot, the technology is hot, people, if you have the passion for it, they'll go, man, this is great. I said, yeah. It really is. That's how come I went from corporate to this. I would never go back there. I said, if you have an interest, we can talk about it. I said, I'm looking for some really good people. I mean, if you're interested. If not, it's okay. Just get some products for your dad.
Cool. So that'll be your fallback position. It's the old Dennis Williams saying, if they're not interested in the business, you can fall back on products. But if they're not interested in product, it's kind of hard to say, well, do you want a business, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's like this. If a person talks about having a problem health-wise, I mean, to say, hey, I got a business for you, might be something. It just depends on what a person's need is. If a person needs product, I go product and backdoor the business because the product's so hot. If they have a need for income, I'll do the business and backdoor the product.
Right.
You know, to me, it's all the same. I cover both no matter who I'm talking to. I'm covering both because I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just telling people about it. And if the person has an interest, I'll talk to them. And if they don't, it's okay.
Awesome. So as far as somebody from the very top of the company, you've got a lot of people listening here that are very much trying to build their career, Chris. What would be, if you could give anybody advice, just to kind of summate, you know, hey, this is where I want to go. You've got, you know, 10 minutes to tell them what they need to know to make it, and then they're going to be on their own. What would you tell them? Here's my one nugget or my capsule.
Well, this is what I'm telling people right now is, well, first of all, let's establish the market. The marketplace today is different than the marketplace for, let's say, 8 years ago. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years, about in the year 1999, 2000, 401k plans were like really fat. Everybody thought they were set for life. you know, and so all the executives said, hey, you know, I'm making money, I'm set, and all that kind of stuff. You ask those same people today, and they go, oh, man, this wiped out. I don't know what to do. My job's, you know, at risk. Right now, today, people are looking. Number one priority is earning extra income.
Right.
Today. So you can go out and talk to everybody and say, look, you know what? I'm looking, you know, there's a lot of industries that are have a trend line going south. We can name them, okay? But there's a few that are heading north, up. I happen to be lucky, being an industry that is heading north or going up. And I'm looking for some people right now that would like to help me expand this market in the Houston or in whatever area you're in. And I'm looking for six, because I can't handle more than six. Would you like to have an interest in just hearing what we're all about? And maybe you'd be interested, maybe you're not. But I'm only going to pick six.
Awesome. So you're flat out just saying you're looking for business. Basically, what we say is you're looking for business partners.
I'm looking for six people to help me expand this market, and you can call them business builders or business. I don't use that term, but I'm saying I'm looking for six people that would like to partner up with me to expand the market in one of the hottest industries with a company that's multi-billion, growing dramatically fast right now in one of the hottest industries in the world. And we're moving, and it's great. Would you like to hear about it, just for information?
Awesome. Let me ask this. What do you see happening in your business? I know you've got some big plans. You've got some really great legs. You're going to go for, I think you told me, what, 12 diamond legs or 8 diamond legs?
My goal is 12 diamond legs in the next 5 years. I have three. One will be breaking soon before. I have three on the way, and I actually just sponsored five new people. And with some programs I'm currently working in under the Clemmer & Associate thing, I'm going on a 90-day all-out massive action right now.
Right on. So you're you've got six great legs right now. How many diamond legs do you have right now, Chris?
I have three strong diamond legs right now.
I know. You got some great organizations. So you're going to basically go out and more than double that, basically.
I'm going to go six diamond legs within the next 2 years. And 12 diamond legs within the next 5 years. That's my goal.
You have those people identified for the next three. You're going to go out and get the other ones.
Absolutely. I'm working on the next six.
Wow, that's awesome. So what do you give the man who has everything? Even more.
Well, you know what? I'm having fun.
Well, that's
like this. If you have fun, it's funny. If you're having fun and you make it fun, you attract fun people, and people go, wow, and things just happen, you know? And my life today is much different than it was 15 years ago. But if you asked me 15 years ago if I would ever have a life like I have today, I would say, my dreams.
Right.
See, it's always a dream back then. I used to wonder how a person made $5,000 a month. And then I made $5,000 a month. I go, wow. Well, how do these guys make 10? And I made 10. I said, well, how are these guys making 20? I can't believe they're making 20 a month. And then I did that. Then I said, well, how are these guys making 50? I did that. Well, how are these guys? You see, you always think when you're where you are that it's impossible to get to the next level until you get there.
Right.
All I know is if you consistently do this and build and have a bigger picture, bigger game plan, and you're consistently doing it every week, just know that other people have done it, and if you do it, if you consistently work at it on a regular basis every week, you can get there too, but it's not going to happen not talking to people.
Right. So consistency keeps coming up. My theme the last couple of weeks has been that I see one of the biggest enemies in this business of people's dreams is inconsistency.
Right.
Do you see a lot of people in your organization too that have the ability, have the talent, for a week or two, they do great, but then they stop and they constantly have to keep starting over again. Do you see consistency as being one of the major themes to success in this business?
I probably have a dozen people that I've sponsored that should be Royal Diamond. They're not even Silvers. And the reason why is that they don't have a passion. or the vision to see that if they really did this on a regular, consistent basis, that they could get there. I can just show vision. It's up to each individual to do something, and I've seen too many people go through motions of acting like they're doing something when they're really not. And the way you tell that is, how many people have you brought to previews in the last week, in the last 2 weeks, in the last month?
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
So,
if you haven't brought people, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to expand on that. So you're saying that you can tell who's doing things because they got people around them, and everything else, even if someone's telling you, hey, I'm doing it, if there's no people around them, they're not.
No, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't mean anything by talking, well, I'm going to. Well, going to doesn't do anything. You see,
right.
And it's not getting on anybody. It's just like, you know, it's sort of like this. If you want to go to a Bears game or any, if you want to do something, you might have to get in the car and go there.
Help.
Yeah, you can't go, well, I want to go there. How are you going to get there? I don't know. And, you know, things happen. When I get up, if I feel good today, I might get in that car and drive. The point being, you got to go do something on a regular basis, and that's not getting down on anybody. It's just letting people know this. This can be achieved, and I say this, whatever goal the person who's listening on this phone, whatever goal you have, you can achieve it, but Rick's not going to be able to achieve it for you. He will help on the vision. He'll tell you how. But the only person that can really make that difference is you. You have to go do something. You have to pick the phone up and talk to people. Do you have to be salesman? No, please. All you have to do, this is really simple, is just educate people about your passion, about what you know, about what your goal and dream is, and know that we work in a team. We don't work by ourselves. We're support. We don't do it for you, but we are great support. If I had to do it, how would I have people over in Europe doing it right now, Rick, if I had to do it for them?
Yeah, and they do. We provide them with the tools and the know-how, and then they have to provide the elbow grease, so to speak.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm still doing the elbow grease. I'm still talking to people.
Right.
I'm still doing that. I mean, it's not like, well, I don't do it anymore. I just let other people do it. I don't believe that. I believe that right now, I'm more excited today than I was 16, 15, 16 years ago. I said that, right?
Yes.
If I'm excited about something and it's not work to me, why would I not do it? It's not work. It's more like Tiger Woods playing golf game, okay? Well, it's work by now. He has enough money. He don't have to play golf anymore.
Right.
He does it because he loves it.
Right.
You know what? Oprah read in a paper, one of Oprah Winfrey's, she said, if people would spend the energy that they spend on worrying and take that energy and put it into doing, they can get accomplished what they're worrying about.
That's a good one. You guys all hear that? You guys picked that up when he just said how profound that is. You said that one more time, Chris. I think people are listening.
If we take the energy we spend on worrying why things are not happening, or could happen, or what the things around us, it doesn't have to be work. It'd be anything. We take that same energy and put it into taking action to eliminate what we're worrying about. Then you never have to worry. Which means every time a person on this line is worrying what they should be doing, instead of thinking about it, let's go take action so I don't have to worry about it anymore. Let's just get rid of it. Let's just make it get it to a point where that's not ever a problem again.
Yeah. Yeah, I notice a lot of people, and this is a funny thing. My mom used to tell me this when I was in high school before I got it beat out of me in the Army. She used to say, you spend more time getting out of what you're supposed to be doing than you do doing it, whereas if you just would have spent the time mowing the yard, it would have already been done by now.
Right. Absolutely.
But people almost work harder not to do what they need to do than they would have to if they would just do the work.
You know what? I've seen this happen. I've seen people, that really, really, really want this really bad. And they worry about everything that surrounds this to a point where it affects them in even being able to do it.
Really? Explain what you mean by that, because that's an interesting point, if you don't mind.
Well, it's like this. The more you worry about something, the more anxiety you have within you. And the more anxiety you have within you, the harder it is to do the work, because you have so much wasted energy, okay, inside you, and so much negativity about worrying that you don't come across like you would want to come across. So what I'm saying is that if people would just, if they could program their mind to say, okay, I'm going to redirect all this energy that I'm just wasting and focus into pure activity, all right, then I'll get more accomplished and feel less anxiety because I will accomplish something that will remedy what I'm worrying about.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's really something. So it sounds to me like you got a lot coming up. You're still out doing the work. You're leading from the front. And I think you've got the same philosophy I do, where it's our job as upline and everybody listening's job upline to empower their people. Because if you've got to go meet people for them, you may as well just go meet people for yourself.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's a funny way to look at it, but it's true.
And just give you another point on what we just talked about. How many people have a job that they hate out there, but they don't take any action to do anything about it?
Right.
All right. But I'll tell you right now, we're not here to convince them that they should do it. We're just here to let them know there's an opportunity, and it's up to them whether or not they want to take action. And if they do, it's okay. And if they don't, it's okay. And just move.
Right.
Another key little tidbit, if a person's not doing what you think they should be doing, just move on.
Good point.
Too many people try to get someone that has great abilities doing it like they know they can do it, but they don't, and they just focus on them so much that they do a lot of wasted energy trying to move something that won't move, versus just going out and finding anybody. I'd rather find a person that had little ability but great desire than a person that has great ability with little desire.
Right. Right. That's great advice. Don't get stuck on people that aren't going to move, it sounds like.
Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, Chris, that was awesome, awesome advice. You guys all get a lot out of listening to Chris tonight?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I know it's always weird on calls. I've done a million calls, and questions are always kind of funny, but I really encourage you guys to ask why we have Chris here. He's got a wealth of knowledge. Does anybody here have any questions under any topic that you'd like to ask Chris Gullo?
Hey, Rick, I got
it. Go ahead. Go, Carrie first, and we'll pick up somebody else. You know, since you never get to see Chris, let's let you ask the question first, right?
What's that?
Since you guys don't ever get to see each other, let's have you ask the first question.
Well, I'm not gonna ask a question, because I know I'll see Chris later on. I just want to make a comment, and basically, what I want to say is I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that would have thought like I did a few months back that Chris is probably talking, and what he's saying is not real and not achievable. But the success we had this week has been because Chris does what he says he does. He was out talking to the people that we signed up this week. The huge order that we took from them was because of everything that he said tonight, he did for me, and I'm not even in his organization, as we both know. And so, for most people who are skeptical, you just take his advice and do what he says, you're going to get where you want to go. That's what I've done this week, and I see it in front of me now. I see it more real than ever before, because Chris has stuck with me for the last few months and not turned away. And I appreciate that more than anything.
That's awesome. What he's telling works, doesn't it? It works real well.
It works, and he demonstrates it in person. That's what I'm saying. It's real, and he's telling the truth.
Well, that's good stuff. Who else has any questions or comments or anything you'd like to ask Chris? I heard somebody else say something a second ago.
I'd like to have Chris talk about, you know, he kind of touched on this earlier about having the motivation and the vision and getting off your butt and doing stuff, getting outside your comfort zone. And when he was first getting started, you know, he talked about being conservative and quiet. I'd like for him to share one of the things that he did to show everybody just what you can do when he went to Europe and was in a country where he didn't know the language or the transit system.
What Ron is referring to is when on one of my trips to Europe, we had some people in Denmark, and they wanted me to travel to Denmark. I'd never been in Denmark, and I said, okay, well, I'll go to Copenhagen. Okay, fine. Or Copenhagen.
Fine.
Huh?
Fine, I'll go to Copenhagen. It's rough, huh?
So I went down there, and there's a, you know, I couldn't speak, you know, Danish or anything like that, and in the airport, you're okay, because they have it in both English and Danish and everything else, but when you get to the rail stations, like the train stations, everything's in Danish, and I was sitting there going, I'm clueless where I'm going. So, there were just people hanging out and everything, so I just picked a couple people. I said, you speak English, and one guy said, yeah, I speak English. I said, look, can you tell me, I know this train's coming here soon. Can you look at that and see if, I mean, can you tell me where to go? And he said, yeah, I'm actually on the same train. Just, it's the one, next one right there on that track. Thank you very much. So we went on and everything. Well, he was sitting, actually, when we all sat down, he actually was sitting right across from me. There was hundreds of people there. I couldn't believe that he was sitting right next to me. And he got very interested in everything, got some products and everything. But it's just, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. If you just start talking, if you have to do something, you have to do it. Don't be afraid and just do it.
Yeah, just be, I always kind of tell them too. The way to meet limitless prospects is just be nice.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's not a real. It's the same stuff that anything else in business. If you're nice to people, you know, and build relationships. And for me, that goes with the business itself. And treat your people with respect. You know, always be honest with them and above board. And always, you know, above everything else, preserve the relationship. Even the success in the business isn't worth it unless you keep the relationship, because in the long run, the relationship's the most important thing that you have. And to me, Chris, if your people aren't building fast, or if they're, you know, they're not going as fast as you want, if you're cross with them about it, it's not their problem to build the business at your speed. Find people that want to build at your speed. You know, don't sit on people and irritate with them if they don't want to build it. Maybe their dreams aren't what your dreams are.
You know what? The other thing is, you've heard this saying: "The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack." I don't really worry about who's going to do what. All I know is I go out there and I'm going to do it anyway, and they can just watch me if they want to, or they can work with me. It doesn't matter because I'm going to get there anyway. And usually, what happens is if you really want your organization to move, you move. If you move, they'll move. If you don't, they won't. And I'm telling you, and Rick, I'll say this in closing. I mean, you're one of the best leaders in the world from Manikin's point of view. I mean, you do what is necessary to inform, educate, and get everybody prepared more so than most people. There is only a few people you can count on one hand that does what you do from a preparing your people for success in Manikin. And I commend you on doing that. And everybody that's on this call should be very fortunate to have a person like you leading them, because you're an awesome leader, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much, Chris. You're a good friend, and I've learned a lot from you, too, and from being around your group, just an awesome group of folks, from the True Axes to Morton and Sizzle to the folks all over the world, or, Greg Rooney, everybody in the world. It's just like a big family. And, you know, Chris, I know you'll agree with this there. It's no wonder that all the Heart of Nikan awards have come out of the Branham organization.
Right. Hey, and by the way, Rick, I know that, you know, when you went to Oslo several times, but I remember when we went to Oslo, it was pretty boring, right? And we didn't have...
Cowboy, do you remember any wheelchairs in your past?
Don't go there, guys.
It was boring.
We did have a very good time, did we not?
Yes, we did. It was great.
Awesome. Well, Chris, anybody else have any other questions or comments or thoughts for our Royal Diamond friend before we get going? Did you guys all enjoy the call?
Yep. Yes, we did. Yeah,
we did.
Absolutely.
Very much. It was very informative.
Awesome, Chris. I hope you'll come back. I'd love to have you back on a call at a later date. And by the way, that kind of speaks to this, too. We're very excited to tell you guys, actually, that next week on the call, since we were just kind of talking about this very issue, we will actually have a guest speaker of our own. We are very blessed and honored next week, and I'm going to get the details ironed out this week, but we will be joined by none other than Mr. Brian Klemmer himself, live on the call.
Awesome.
So hey, I hope you guys are excited. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would get as many people on the call to listen to Brian. Brian's all about that why thing, get the drive going. He's not a how-to person. He's a why person. And I've taken, I'm on his last course, but the bottom line is if you just read his book, Compassionate Samurai, or his other book, If How-To's Were Enough, Everybody Be Skinny, Rich, and Happy, it will get you to a point where you're understanding why you're not where you should be. And if you know why you're going to get there, then all you got to do is just take the processes and how-tos that Rick talks about, and you will skyrocket, all right? And I would highly suggest getting on the call and listen to Brian. He's an exceptional speaker.
Well, we're very excited to have him. In fact, the first time we saw him was at the Pathfinder Summit over in Europe.
That's it.
So it'll be exciting. So next week, best-selling author, unbelievable trainer, Mr. Brian Klemmer here with you guys live and in person. Hope you guys are fired up. This is a huge honor, guys.
Absolutely.
You guys ready for a great call next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Awesome. And make sure you come with some questions, too. You know, this is a chance for you guys. You guys will be seeing Brian in stages with 5, 6, 7, 10,000 people, and you guys get them all to yourself next week. That's pretty big, pretty cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Roll Diamond, you guys have a great night. Chris, once again, thank you for your wisdom and your heart and your caring. And
well, thanks for inviting me on. I really appreciate that and look forward to working with you even more in the future.
Yo, let me tell you, we're going to do some awesome things. Well, you guys have a great night. Bless you all. And come back next week. And I highly suggest getting on the call early because it's going to be jam-packed for Mr. Klemmer. And it's your chance to interact one-on-one with him. So let's have a great one, and we'll see you all next week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.